The next patient is Victor Santiago. The last name is S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O. First name, Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R. Number one, clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that has been followed in this practice because of the presence of a kidney transplant. It's the second kidney transplant. This transplant was a deceased donor kidney transplant that is in the left lower quadrant and had a that was done on February 27 of 2016 at Tampa General Hospital. This kidney transplant is following this clinic, and the latest laboratory workup that we have was done in November the 9th, 2023, with a creatinine that is 1.1 BUN of 21, an estimated GFR of 65. The estimated GFR, the protein creatinine ratio is less than 1 gram in 24 hours, but we have to keep in mind that this patient has had hematuria and several urinary tract infections related to a bladder outlet obstruction that is being evaluated by the urologist, Dr. Povi, P-O-V like in boy, I, period. The patient is scheduled to have a procedure on the 29th of this month in order to avoid the multiple urinary tract infections that he has presented lately. These urinary tract infections has generated at least 2 admissions to the hospital with the administration of antibiotic parenterally, period. Regarding the prograft level, it was reported in the laboratory workup at HCA of 26, the range is from 5 to 20 nanograms per milliliter. We are going to repeat the determination, and it continues to be elevated. We will make adjustments in the administration of the prograft. Currently is 4 tablets in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. Period. Following number. History of diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 7, following number, outlet obstruction. Following number, the patient has a history of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation anticoagulated. He is undergoing evaluation by electrophysiologist. We are going to keep a close follow-up in this patient. We are going to reevaluate him. We're going to give an appointment in a couple of months with laboratory workup. And we are going to repeat definitely the levels of tacrolimus. Period, we spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 17 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.